All eyes right now on the Federal Reserve. After a year of increasing interest rates to fight inflation, the central bank is now set to reveal this week if it will stay on course.
Queen City News Chief Business Correspondent Taylor Young joins us now to break all of this down. What would have been normally a predictable decision, not so much anymore.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve is definitely in a pickle right now, and we wouldn't even be here talking about this if we did not have two major U.S. banks collapse within the last week and a half. And, you know, economists expect the Fed to increase interest rates by 50 basis points. That's what they thought. Now it's really anyone's guess. Following the collapse of SVB and Signature Bank, the question is, does the Fed still have the confidence to stay on track and raise those interest rates like it had stated it would? Or will the banking crisis make it kind of think twice about that? Now, there have been discussions about the central bank putting a pause on interest rates. The purpose of that would be to prevent banks from having to sell bonds at a bigger discounted price if they find themselves in a liquidity problem, similar to what we saw happen to SVB. Now, any change, of course, the Feds make, if that's what they decide to do, will have an impact. We spoke with an economist here, is what he had to say.
They're going to send a signal no matter what they do. If they go zero, they're sending a signal that, oh, the banking problem may be more than we expected. And you know what? We're concerned about it, so we're going to pause and see how things go. And the second thing is they're also implying, geez, we can't do two things at once.
All right, so Taylor, the Federal Reserve has been steadily increasing interest rates. Talk to us about the impact that this has had on inflation.
So it has slowly but surely been impacting inflation. Around this time last year, inflation was at an historic high of about 9%. Now we're looking at around 6%. So we are seeing it be chipped away, but not as fast as some say it should be. So if the Fed does take a pause on increasing rates, that will slow their progress down. But of course, we are going to get to the bottom of this on Wednesday when they announce exactly what their plan is, and we will keep you up to date with what they decide.